Mr. Ambassador for inviting me here, and I also would like to thank the international actor which has been helping and supporting the emergency response in Sulawesi for the last year, and for all the long partner of Muhammadiyah organization and new ones which contribute to the knowledge sharing that I want to share and presenting right now. Before starting, first I want to give the illustration from the Sulawesi response. Although there has been changes in the practices of the international NGO in responding any humanitarian aid throughout the world, but they have usually gone automatically jumping in when major disaster hit, which that not happen or overturn in Sulawesi response, where the government of Indonesia told international aid group that foreign staff will not be allowed on the ground in central Sulawesi. Some of the reason are coordination issue, the growing capacity of national and local responder, and also access and nationalism. So having said that, many international organizations are surprised why and how to respond that. International player need to always update information on humanitarian landscape and architecture in the region, and how the international actor may need to accept the change and understanding the new normal, where the new mechanism and different procedure that is non-traditional use were adopted. To provide the context of after the Indian tsunami, Indonesia never received any international aid or welcoming an offer for the humanitarian assistance, although we have, as it mentioned, 2,000 natural hazard every year. It's a hyper market of disaster where 50 to 100 consider a medium or two even consider a major disaster. For international actor who haven't or who have been working in Indonesia and understand the context, it is easier to note the capacity of national and local player. But it is not the case when the international actor not having the prior partnership with or working with Indonesian setting. Therefore, recognizing and reinforcing local player, it's very important by understanding who are the player on the ground, by contacting the consortium of international organization or even humanitarian forum which also established in Indonesia. And just to give the example, Indonesia receiving so many, or my organization receiving so many calls after the Sulawesi, and many of them never know what's the name of the organization, or even if they know the name, they do not know how the extensive work that we do. So we need to have to go through all the due diligence, doing the same thing and depleted some energy that we also in the same time have to respond in on the ground. Situation which also become a burden of the national and local NGO. The second, to be able to reinforce and complement the capacity require the ability of international actor to understand the mechanism and strengthening the cluster-led organization or cluster-led government. Third, the international actor also must allow local-led when working with the national and local NGO, as it mentioned also by the ambassador, there is a growing of the local who are the knowing the culture and also the situation on the ground. To give the example, MDMC Muhammadiyah responded on the average 70 hazard event in the past 5 years. Big, small, medium, we responded and increasing from 20 to 50 from the past decade. The experience along the various training that we have with the partnership with the international organization already increasing the capacity of our organization to respond and to mobilize resources for the full service response, including medical, shelter, wash, logistics, psychosocial, camp management, education, livelihood. And we even also, many local NGO in Indonesia right now extended that mission to the neighboring country like in Nepal, in the Philippines, and even we established the Indonesian Humanitarian Alliance that will that helped the Myanmar and Bangladesh for the past years. And the second, we have the MDMC also have the volunteer and increasing increasing on humanitarian funding through in the Islamic finance. So therefore, the international organization need to understand how is the financial landscape. For example, only for the Sulawesi, Muhammadiyah managed to have 1.2, along with other national organizations. So the capacity within the country have to be recognized by looking at the architecture. And the third one that I want to end is the need of the international actor to have the flexibility in program activities and also flexibility in emergency management phases. So in understanding the scale, the coverage, the capability of local to bounce back, not only based on the general assessment or the traditional way of responding humanitarian, but also ensuring the flexibility of working with the national and local actor to interpret the need in on the ground. And the last one, this international actor need to support as well the through providing technical expertise, helping in coordination for the cluster meeting and resource management.